You want a gold guinea too? Sharp said nothing. He was accustomed to Harrenby's sour moods. There was nothing to do except ride them out. He sat in the corner and watched his superior light a cigarette and puff on it reflectively. Sharp regarded cigarettes as silly, insubstantial little things. They'd been introduced the year before by a London shopkeeper and were mostly favoured by troops returning from the Crimea. Sharp himself liked a good cigar and nothing less. Now then, Harrenby said, let us begin from the beginning. We know this fellow Sims has been working for months on something, and we can assume he's clever. Sharp nodded. The Snakesman was killed yesterday. Does that mean they know we're on the stalk? Perhaps. Perhaps, perhaps, Harrenby said irritably. Perhaps is not enough. We must decide, and we must do so according to the principles of deductive logic. Guesswork has no place in our thinking. Let us stick to the facts of the matter and follow them wherever they lead. Now then, what else do we know? The question was rhetorical, and Sharp said nothing. We know, Harrenby said, that this fellow Sims, after months of preparation, suddenly finds himself on the eve of his big pull in desperate need of 5 barkers. He's had months to obtain them quietly, one at a time, creating no stir, but he postpones it to the last minute. Why? You think he's playing us for a pigeon? We must entertain the thought, however distasteful, Harrenby said. Is it well known that Bill's a nose? Perhaps. Damn your perhapses! Is it known or not? Well, surely there are suspicions about. Indeed, Harrenby said. And yet our clever Mr. Sims chooses this very person to arrange for his 5 barkers. I say it smells of a fakement. He stared moodily at the glowing tip of his cigarette. This Mr. Sims is deliberately leading us astray, and we must not follow. I'm sure you're right, Sharp said, hoping his boss's disposition would improve. Without question, Harrenby said, we are being led a merry chase. There was a long pause. Harrenby drummed his fingers on the desk. I don't like it. We're being too clever. We're giving this Sims fellow too much credit. We must assume he is really planning on Greenwich. But what in the name of God is there in Greenwich to steal? Sharp shook his head. Greenwich was a seaport town, but it had not grown as rapidly as the larger ports of England. It was chiefly known for its naval observatory, which maintained the standard of time, Greenwich Mean Time, for the nautical world.